My name is Damiano Bassi di Palma. I grew up in a Christian family, in a Catholic environment. I went to the church, I got baptized, I did all my rituals according to the Catholic faith. When I reached the age of 12, 13, of course, I start to grow up. And I start to feel that there was some emptiness inside myself.
This is bridge on the Sieve. Very small river, you know?
I start to look, to within myself first. And then to look in other ideologies, other religions as well, because I wanted to satisfy this thirsty of something that at that time I didn't know what it was exactly. Maybe it was knowledge, maybe was something else, but there was something it didn't make me happy. So what happened? It happened that I had this. I was lucky enough that my mother used to work in a library, in the National Library of Florence, which is one of the biggest libraries in the world, actually. And I started to research. I started to research in various books, various ideology. I started to read books on Greek philosophy, Roman philosophy. I started to read about religions, different paths. And for example, we just light a fire in the night in the forest. We talk about philosophies. We talk about the nature of man. We start to philosophize on many, many things. What quite interesting, quite good to do these kind of things actually, considering that our Western culture is unfortunately devoid of values. And when most of the people of your age, they just go to the disco here, to the pubs, they think try to enjoy themselves, And it was quite good that actually there was something in our group, with me and my friend, that we weren't satisfied with that life. And we just kept aloof from society in a way. We kept aloof, and as I said, we went to forest and we start to discuss not only about spirituality and philosophy but also on social problem of our society.
Your life a different way.
The first book that I took from the library where my mom used to work was just the Quran. I got amazing actually with the Quran because it's very straightforward. No, I went to various philosophy, various religions, for example, sometimes they're very complicated, no? And I see, for example, the Quran used to speak, for example, do this in your daily life, no? Behave like this, no? It's very straightforward and simply, but at the same time, you build yourself. You can build yourself, okay, then it starts becoming complicated for those who want, what, a deeper insight on the Quran. So you have various layers on the Quran, various stages, and it's a journey that you do. You start from zero, then you go to one, then you go to two, to three, no? And that was a good thing, no? And I didn't forget, if I go to books, for example, of Greek philosophy, or I went to other religion, other path as well, it's just, no, they didn't have this kind of 360 degree, no? Just like, you know, we start from, we say, Islam, it was nice. That is one thing that I like about Islam, it starts from what? It starts from basic things. Be good to your neighbor, be good to your parents, be good to your brothers. Very simply, no? Very, you know, in your day, something you can practice in your daily routine without, you know, having 3 hours of meditation, 4 hours of meditation a day, like other religions.
Fin da quando era piccolo mi faceva portare i libri, sì, era, gli piacevano, si interessavano, mi diceva lui portami questo, portami l'altro, e sì, avevo quella possibilità di potergli portare a casa vari libri che magari era anche difficile trovare nelle librerie e lui se li leggeva, se li guardava e... Sì, vede che ci sono libri, questi sono tutti libri che vengono dall'Iran, vengono da Qum, e poi tutti gli altri libri. I miei, ho dovuto mettere i miei libri giù in garage per far posto ai suoi libri e ora comunque un po' li porterà anche via. E sì, di libri ce ne sono in casa. Non...
Il Quran emphasize a lot on what? No, it emphasizes a lot on this, that this life is just not temporary. It's temporary and you are put into a trial, there is a test in this life. So, you know, we are just, it's just a moment of passage. And so I feel like that this is a passage. And then, of course, I'm not planning or claiming, no, to have reached perfection in this
Quando
in this
poi stava
world.
Per colpire quello che era avversario di entrambi, questi disse, o Mosè, vuoi uccidermi come l'uomo che uccidesti ieri? Non vuoi essere altro che un tiranno sulla terra?
Inna turidu illa an takuna jabbaran fil ardi wa ma turidu an takuna min al muslihin.
I start to pray and then not only wajibat, for example Islam emphasizes what? Islam emphasizes even some mustahabat, some act which is recommended, but you can get more close to God with them. So I just start to learn. I just start to take books and read how to pray Salat al-Layl, for example. No? I started wake up and it was very beautiful at the beginning. Because also here, no, in Punta Sieve, no, where I live, no, I'm quite lucky because there is nature inside a lot. So many times, for example, I take my masala and then I, in the middle of the night, I went to pray Salat al-Layl in the mountain. All by myself or with some friends, for example.
Non c'è stato un alti e bassi, perché c'è avuto questo periodo difficile durante l'adolescenza che proprio non c'era dialogo, non c'era, anzi ci arrabbiavamo quando parlavamo, finché poi non c'è stato questo cambiamento, gli anni che vanno da 14, 16 anni, sono anni un po' difficili, sono
Anatolici.
stati per sì. E quindi anche lui si vedeva che proprio non sapeva quello che voleva, che non... I genitori chiaramente quando vedono i figli così agitati, perplessi così, magari si preoccupano, chiaramente. Però era anche difficile avvicinarlo o parlarci, ecco. E quindi sia per me ma anche con suo padre, insomma, non... Sì, bisogna non arrendersi mai e cercare di seguirli anche da lontano, però cercare di capire che se no magari non sai mai che strada i figli adolescenti, insomma, possono prendere.
One of the things that I decided to do when I became Muslim is just to learn more about my religion, learn more about Islam, and so I studied. I went to courses in houses, in the university, you know, so that because you know, I wanted to you know to learn more. I feel that you know, yes, I know the basics of religion, but you know, it's just there is always, you know, human nature is always thirsty of. No knowledge, and you know, I didn't have a Muslim background. No, I grew up, as I said, in a Catholic family, and so what is was I mean, I felt that I need to know more. I need to know to the you know get more knowledge about my deen, my religion. And that was very good actually, because you know that was a part of this journey actually, this path. No, and interesting enough, yes, and that's of course was not devoid of sacrifice, lots of sacrifice. For example, I had a job. I used to work in, I was in a business, in was in, I used to sell carpets. Mainly, I used to take carpets from India, and I used to sell to the shops here in Italy. But at a certain point, you know, there's always this feeling to say that you know, there's always this emptiness inside, and yeah, you know, I want just you know go further and further and learn more. And so what's happened, I just start to decide I decide to start studies in another country, first in London, then in Syria, then in Iran. So I left the job. Another interesting and amazing things actually that I discovered with Islam was what was the attitude towards social problems. And no, because as I said, you know, many religions they emphasize on what? They emphasize on your relationship with God or your develop within yourself, which is good, something that we say, no, Islam is for this, is in favor of this, it support this, and it gives you this. But you see, it is what in Islam, you know, you find out what an importance which is given what to social issue. We have this kind of some sort of wrong conception that, for example, if you are Muslim, you should hate Jewish, for example, Jewish people, no? That's totally wrong, you know? Islam doesn't tell you anything. Actually, no, you read the Quran, it tells you, you know, that people, for example, of the book, as the Quran said, no, I mean, Jewish, the Christians, no, they will have their own reward, no? No, if they, for example, behave in a certain way, like Muslim, if they, you know, respect the other, if they, you know, do not interfere with bad intentions, no. So I mean, this is something, you know. So why not, for example, no? We have this. Islam talks to what? Islam is amazing. For example, in the time of the war between the Muslim and the polytheist in Mecca, no, we find in the Quran is written what? If some of the polytheists come to you. The Quran says you have to give asylum for them, no? This is Muslim mentality, you know? People want to come to you, maybe he wants to listen to the words of God, maybe he wants to do some question, you know? So it's what? Islam is interaction, is dialogue, no? God created us, different communities. Why, the Quran say? Because, no, so you should know each other. You should speak, you know? And that's what humanity developed itself. No, that's how, no, the knowledge, it just develop itself, yes. No? So this is the main point. So why not? If we take this situation or look at the situation in Lebanon, yes, of course. I mean, we are not in the Middle East. It is not that Muslim, they should gather together and they should go against Jewish because they are Jewish. No, this is not something Islamically. No, and unfortunately, in the West, it's presented like this in many places.
And, that Norwich is very active in the boycott in Israel. The boycott in the university was Christian.
I think that anyway, Western powers, you know, they try to what? They try to justify. They always try to justify historically their own actions, oppressions, imperialism. No, in which way? As I say, some years ago, people in the West, they had lots of hope. So they give promises. We promise you this, we promise you that. People go to election and vote for them. Nowadays, it doesn't work anymore like this. So what they do, they have to change technique. They have to change tactics. What they do now, they don't promise anything anymore because it doesn't work. People has lost their own hope. So what they do, they say, we will protect you from terrorism. If you just say every day on the television that Muslims are terrorists, if you say every day write in the newspapers that Muslims are terrorists, this happened, and you just emphasized what happened in the 11th September, in what happened in London, in Madrid, in the past years, and so on, so, and you say Muslim did this, no, which is not true, of course, but no, newspaper, television, that's how they work. They just tell you Muslim. And if they don't tell you directly, they tell you indirectly in any way. So this is the problem. A person who every day is bombed by this sort of propaganda from the mass media, at the end, what it does, I mean, he starts to hate Muslim. It's quite natural. You start 1 year, 2 years, always Muslim, they do something bad, they do something, I mean, really vile, and that's what's happened. It happened. Some mind they bring to the extreme this hate, this hatred, and that's what happened now in Norwich. They have destroyed everything, and Islam is just the last line that they want to destroy. Of course, they speak about human rights, they speak about democracy, they speak about many things which they do not apply. In fact, no, they speak about democracy, they bomb other countries, for example. That's a good way not to bring democracy, for example, to other country. I mean, if you want to speak about democracy and human rights, first of all, you should be yourself, no, to be, I mean, a good example. Muslim communities should act and think independently. We have the prophet, we have imams, we have, you know, our sciences, most of the sciences, it comes from what? From the Islamic world. No, mathematics, algebra, numbers, mashallah. I mean, is it Muslim, they brought what? They brought light. When here in Europe was darkness, they brought light. No, and people here used to die because of lots of illness. They were widespread. They are doctors in the Islamic world, you know. We were just, no. That was real Illuminism. It was a real Illuminism is what? It was in the Islamic land, not this Illuminism that, you know, supported, favored by the French Revolution, you know. So we have what? We have our history, we have our treasure, intellectually, spiritually, and materially, No, as I say, medicine is something practical, very practical. Physics is something practical. No, so, you know, we have so our history, so we should think, you know, according to our Islamic, in our Islamic framework, and then we succeed. The Islamic resistance in Lebanon, for example, is playing a major role in the whole area, not just in Lebanon. And it is very important, this pivotal role that Islamic resistance have, this influence that it is having in the whole Middle East. And this is something quite strong, quite amazing. Anyhow, yes, it is that also what? It is. It can represent as well what? It is a manifestation of what? Of Islam, no? What Islam? Because we see that, although, as I said, we have lots of propagandas against all Islamic movement, no? Unfortunately, we have here in the West. However, we have what? We have what? If we look at the movement as it is, not in the way that it's presented in the Western mass media, we see what? We see what? An example, a role model, no? Of Islam, because no, as you said, what's happening? They are just no, they are not targeting civilian, no, they are not targeting. I mean, it's just what they are trying to what? It's a movement which is born to defend people, to defend lands. When Hassan Nasrallah, when Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah speaks, it is easy to note, for example, that it speaks to you. No, many people, for example, they just, no, many politicians, many people, they just speak when they have in conferences, in demonstration, and so on. They just speak, but it's just like you don't relate to what they speak. It is easy to find that when Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah speaks, actually, he's really speaking to you. I mean, it is some sort of speech which is alive. It is something you don't find in many of, in all of our politicians, for example. You know, so you can find what? This kind of sincerity, not this kind of efforts, you know, it is very important, I think, because what is, there is communication between human beings. It is not cut. For example, we see, you know, in the place in the West, you know, politician speaks, but you know, the people, they don't trust them. They don't think that what they are saying is true, because now they know they're a politician, and you know, politicians are not able to speak in a way that they related because of what they are doing. So it is what? What does it mean, all of this? It means, you know, if we act with sincerity in this life, you know, we have results, not only in the afterlife, as we Muslim believe, but we have result even here. If we act sincerity, we just have communication with people. We are able to communicate, you know, not just by words, but it's just, it is some sort, you know, it's a new type of epistemology, we can call it, you know, it's a new type, you know, of communication, and people see the sincerity, they understand the sincerity.
No, che sono? Sono adesso due lingue per bene, complete, italiano e inglese, sì. Poi perché erano andati all'asilo in Iran, quindi un po' di persiano, un po' di iraniano, però adesso l'hanno dimenticato.
We all, as human beings, we want to see a new light in the world. We want to see a new type of world, a new system which is ruled by fairness and justice, which is void of oppression. So I think and I hope that each one of us will just strive in his small possibility, just strive to make this step, to make a better world.
Sì, dopo deve pure stare
fisciato. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Arrahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in.